Author's Preface to the Revision. What you're about to find in these pages is the best advice I can give language users for powering up what they say and write. And I mean today's language users, seeking to get across their thoughts, feelings, stories, sermons, pitches, and pleas using today's mind-juddering range of communication platforms. Now, today might seem a long way from 1996, when this book's original version appeared. Since then, the world has gone global, mobile, and app-crazy. It has linked, friended, wikied, yahooed, and googled from here to the back of beyond. But one thing has barely changed over time. How to express, in words, the power of a thought. And oh, the energetic thoughts piling up. Every day brings planet loads, aching for language that clarifies, delights, persuades, soothes, tickles, conquers, endears, and overall makes life worth living or infinitely more jolly. But back to 1996, when the book debuted. Out came The Elements of Expression, and in came raves from reviewers and readers, selection by the Book of the Month Club, newspaper features, radio interviews, brisk sales, admiring fans, and yada, yada, yada. The point is, the book earned a solid seal of approval that year. But then, to be fair, so did Windows 95. Still warm from the oven, and everyone knows how useful 90s software is today, unless nimbly updated. Well, I have updated the book, on top of updates for two interim versions. For this present and most complete revision, I've refreshed hundreds of stale bits, replaced scores of outdated items with current material, and written seven timely sidebar features and a major new wrap-up section.